On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thank you.
That is good to hear. I took your advice and went and watched Baby Done last week and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's good, right?
It's super wholesome. I laughed out loud in a lot of places.
I'm very glad to hear that. Yeah, it seems to be going down well. Interested to see how perhaps the rest of the world takes it in.
Yeah.
But it's evidence that we have, I mean, we have for a while, but our comedic vibe is a tangible thing now.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, definitely. I do know. What are we talking about this week, though? What's good? What's not good? What's happening in the movies?
Well, there's couple of films coming out worth noting. Firstly, another film that begins with the word baby, called Baby Teeth, one word, which is an acclaimed Australian film starring a young actor named Eliza Scanlon, who is an amazing young Australian actress. She was in Little Woman, and she was in the TV series Sharp Objects.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. She's a redhead, eh?
Yes.
Yes, I know who you mean.
She's going to be massive, and this is a very acclaimed film. She plays a teenager with terminal cancer who begins a relationship with a drug dealer.
And that's an interesting setup.
Yeah, but sort of because she's dying, I think the parents sort of, I haven't seen it, but I'm really excited to see it. It sounds really good. It's been getting all sorts of reviews, lots of acclaim for her performance, and her parents kind of maybe allow it because, you know, it's sort of about compromised morality in the face of death or something like that. Probably shouldn't say too much about it without having seen it, but it sounds really amazing and by all accounts should be seen.
Awesome.
The rest of the films coming out this week, Halloween adjacent.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a remake of The Craft coming out, or a reboot.
Now, I saw this and I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I saw the trailer for it and I don't know how I feel about that because The Craft is such a classic movie. Feels like one of those ones that shouldn't be touched a little bit.
Yeah, every time a reboot or a remake comes out, people get a bit angry and people seem a bit more angry than usual about this one.
It looks very shiny. I think that maybe that's the problem. It looks a bit like the Disney Channel tried to do The Craft or something.
Yeah, it's interesting that we had a reboot of Charmed before we had a reboot of The Craft, when Charmed was clearly exists because of The Craft movie.
Yeah.
That people got angry about that too. I generally preach pragmatism in the face of reboots because reboots have always been part of Hollywood remakes.
This is true.
Maltese Falcon, the Humphrey Bogart film, that was a remake. But at the same time, I can see why someone wouldn't be happy about this, and it does look a bit shiny, you're right. There's another film coming out called The Empty Man, which looks like a very bog-standard horror, taking elements of Candyman and the real-life Slender Man situation. But the most exciting Halloween film event happening this week is out at the Hollywood Avondale, where they're doing great things with programming. They've had a lot of horror films playing this month, and they've got the Terrify Film Festival starting next week. But this Saturday at 9 o'clock, they're doing something pretty awesome. They're playing John Carpenter's The Fog in 4D Fog-O-Rama.
Ooh, here we go.
Where they're going to pump actual fog into the theatre during a screening of The Fog.
That sounds fun.
A classic horror from the very early 80s, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. And I think that's really cool that they're doing that, and I just love how they're embracing the modern repertory cinema vibe of the Hollywood. And so I would highly recommend everyone head along to that.
Fog-O-Rama sounds great.
Yeah,
that's a pretty stacked lineup of movies then. Some Halloween-y, some not so much. I'll be very interested to see what The Craft reboot is like, to be honest. I'll probably watch it anyway and you know, watch it judgmentally. I will not be able to go into that without a sort of a filter of my love for the original Craft there. But I think I will give it a crack nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the original too, and I feel similarly. I think I will stomp along to see this, kicking the ground a little bit, head into the theatre, but I will still probably watch it. So.
Excellent stuff. Hey, thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy. We will talk to you again next week. Have a lovely, spooky weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon. See you later.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Gotta say,